From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died Sunday of congestive heart failure. She was 94. Rice University presidential scholar Douglas Brinkley tells VOA she was a very popular First Lady.
Although at times controversial in the 80s, and her Just Say No campaign against drugs as First Lady and then as ex-First Lady, she became a leader in the crusade to find cures for Alzheimer's disease. But she's really going to be known as the alter ego of Ronald Reagan.
President Obama and his wife Michelle said Nancy Reagan redefined the role of First Lady. In U.S. politics, two Democratic candidates for the U.S. presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, said in a Sunday debate they would look forward to running against Republican Donald Trump in the general election. Clinton has at least 1,123 delegates to Sanders' 484. It takes 2,383 delegates to win the party's nomination for president. Among the Republicans, businessman Donald Trump continues to lead the field, which has dropped from 17 original candidates. Trump won victories in 12 states, Ted Cruz 6, Marco Rubio 1, John Kasich none. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried Sunday in a cemetery east of the capital Khartoum following a funeral attended by thousands. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack. He was 84. He once played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. From Washington, this is VOA News.